Staying in Pakistan, and a girls' school in the northwest of the country remained closed today after receiving threats from an Islamist jihadist group. Will Taylor reports.
In Pakistan, the education of girls is not a high priority for many people. The female literacy rate is over 40%, and most families wanting to give their daughters a quality education have to use private schools. In the hill town of Swat in the northwestern frontier province, several schools for girls have been targeted by Islamic radicals, including one run by four Sri Lankan religious sisters. This is happening even though the school's teachers and 950 students are Muslims and are taught their own religion in classes.
It's the people that want to get hold of the school by frightening us to run away.
The bishop of Islamabad Rawalpindi, Anthony Lobo, oversees the school. On Monday, the sisters were forced to send the students home temporarily after receiving threats from an Islamic group.
There, the fundamentalists have warned them that they should all wear that complete burqa, which is like a tent with a slit for your eyes. And they're accusing them, falsely obviously, of allowing the girls to see internet and things which should not be seen.
Although the militants are a danger for the schools, they are in the minority. More and more Pakistani families in the area want their daughters educated. In Swat Valley alone, primary school enrollment for girls has increased by 77% since 2002. Now it's up to the government to protect them in their classrooms. I'm Will Taylor.